Hello.
Hi there, this is Susan from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. We are, let's see here, 1 second, I'm going to sit. Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1988.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, okay. Okay, and what is your race?
White.
Okay. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
Okay, thank you. The future of the country?
Neutral.
And the future of the planet?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you, we're almost done. How much power do you feel young women have to make change and on issues that matter most of their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. Okay, how would you feel on the power, I mean, from a scale from 0 to 10?
Like a 5?
Oh, okay.
We don't even have control of our own bodies, so.
Okay. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Education, health care, student loans, immigration, mental health, gun violence, racism and discrimination, national security, crime, economy, and cost of living. Climate change, abortion access.
Abortion access.
Okay. You get, well, actually, which 3 do you think are the most
important? Oh, 3.
Okay.
Abortion access, health care, and student loans.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time with me. Just a moment. We're still, it's almost over.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently patronize most? Contributing to positive change in your community, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career, your education, caring for senior family members, or other.
I'm sorry, I hate to do this. Can you repeat that?
Yes, of course, no problem. Okay, so thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently patronize the most? Work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career, your education, caring for senior family members, or other.
Work-life balance.
Okay.
I work like 100 hours a week, so.
Wow. Oh. Okay, so that's one, and there's
Family, the caring for children.
Okay.
And I get another one.
There's three. So it's
three.
One. Okay. So there's
caring for the senior. Oh.
Okay. Caring for senior family members. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. I'll read them out to you. Your role in the relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend. Your spiritual religious beliefs. Your sexual orientation. Being young. Your personality. Your profession. Being American. Being a member of your racial ethnic group. Your hobbies or interests, being a woman, which
what was the question again?
Yes, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Would you like me to read them?
Being a mom and wife.
Okay.
Being a woman, and I don't remember the other ones. I'm sorry.
Yes, I can read them out. Don't worry. Your spiritual,
okay.
Your spiritual religious.
Yeah, that one doesn't apply to me.
Your sexual orientation, being young, your personality, your profession, being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests?
Hobbies and interests.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Pride, anger, frustration, exhaustion, happiness.
Frustration. Yeah.
Okay. Happiness, disappointment, sadness, hope, dread.
Frustration and hope.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? One, statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but in the future. Statement B. Yes.
I'm going to say B.
Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. First one is not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Division and gridlock between political parties. The two-party system, too many old white men in power.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking in my head.
Would you like me to click on this one? Too many old white men in power. Okay. It says to choose up to three. Power, hungry politicians seeking control.
Yeah.
Systematic racism. Corporate money has too much influence. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Yeah, they're out of touch too.
Okay, thank you. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? I'll read them out.
Not at all.
No. Okay, ballot initiatives. Laws that the public votes on directly, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Congress?
Is that Trust Congress?
It's just Congress.
Oh, no.
Okay. Your city government?
No.
No. The Supreme Court?
No.
Community organizations?
No, they're pretty much all worthless.
Okay. President Biden?
I don't know. I'm kind of neutral on him.
Okay. Your statement government?
State government?
Your state government.
No.
Okay. Thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help impact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contracting representatives. So it'll be the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against customers, deny them services, very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all.
What was the question?
Yes, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Am I motivated to change it? Is that what the question was? Sorry.
Actually, yes, that's what the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against. So it's asking you if you're very motivated by this or somewhat motivating or somewhat unmotivating.
I don't like it.
Okay.
So it's not motivating?
Okay. Yes. Actually, that's what it says. Like, you will not, it says here, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. And it says for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. So that's
I'm motivated to enact change because I don't like that one.
Okay.
That's an odd question.
Yes. The second one is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. So that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating.
That needs to change, so I'm willing to help change that.
It would be very motivating or somewhat motivating, somewhat
unmotivating. Yeah. I guess very motivating.
Okay. Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not all motivating?
Very motivating.
Okay. Thank you. How likely are you to participate in the following? Contracting or attending an event which your elected representatives, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization would be very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And attending a protest, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
I'm sorry, what was that one?
Oh, yes. Attending a protest.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Boycotting a company, very likely, what likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Okay. Signing a petition?
Very likely.
Okay. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very likely.
Okay. Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in a certain election. The following are the barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. Thank you for being so patient. I'll read them out to you.
Okay.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't think your vote could be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. The candidates didn't represent your values. Your email and ballot didn't arrive in time. There was an imitating presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You did not have time to vote. None of the
above
because you always vote.
None of the above.
Okay. None of the above because you faced other obstacles.
None of the above because I always vote.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't do anything. I guess there's a little bit of both in there.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's see here. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. We've seen hardworking people rise up in unions to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must be exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Okay, so here is the responses. Engage a lot more, or engage a little more, or engage a little less. Or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers. Like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wages earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Would that be engage a lot more? Engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
Thank you. The Biden administration spearheaded a patriotism infrastructure package, which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Would that be engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less?
Engage a little more.
Engage a little more. Okay, thank you. We're almost done. What are the media sources that you check most of for new content? You may choose two. Instagram, news or informational articles online, international news outlet, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, national TV news stations, YouTube, podcasts, local TV news stations. You can
News. I have a news app. I don't know what that falls under.
National TV news station. Okay.
No, it's not the TV though. I read it online. News. I read the news online.
That would be news or informational articles online.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all I do. I don't really use social media or anything.
It says you may choose that. You may choose two. Did you want to leave it like just the news or?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I do.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Healthy, beauty, self-care, sports, news, current events, music, humor, memes, business, finance, shows, movies, government,
current events.
Okay. Hobbies, tips, or hacks, science, technology.
Just current events and memes.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade?
Bachelor's, sir.
Bachelor's? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're almost done. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual or four, something else?
One.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yeah.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
We're almost done. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student?
I am more than full-time.
Full-time? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden?
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than
163,000, sorry.
All right, perfect. All right, so this concludes. It's been complete. We had a complete survey. Thank you so much for your help. Yeah, your opinion is very important. Thank you so much. You have been very helpful.
Yep, no problem.
You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.